those searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb, and welcome to Community Spotlight. Each week I have somebody from our community or an organisation to come in and talk about themselves, their journey or their event. Now, this morning I have invited Bronwyn Partridge to come in. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning, Herb.
Thanks for coming in on this cold, very frosty morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
-5, I think it was this morning.
It was 2 degrees in my carport when I started the car.
Yeah, there's a lot of frost at my place out of town. I've invited you to come in because, one, you're a committee member and you serve a particular very important purpose in the club, but it's the Classic and Specialist Car Club of Armidale that you're a member of.
That's right.
And you've been a member of that for about 15 years or more?
15 years, yes. Probably a little bit more.
Now, you're not a local. You were born in Wauchope.
Yeah. Grew up in Kindee on a dairy farm. My father was a sawmiller.
Yeah, a lot of sawmill, a lot of dairy farming in Wauchope.
That's right.
And then you moved to Walker in 84 with your husband, who was a builder.
That's right.
And then we fast forward to 2006 and you retired in Armidale.
Yes, that's right.
And that's where you met Robert Frost.
True.
Robert's been with the Ford dealership for 46 years, I've heard.
That's right, retiring in October.
I hope somebody's got a bit of a bash organised for him.
I think so.
Yeah, so he organised. So Frosty's got a few cars.
Yes.
Let's have a look. We've got a 67 Hillman.
Yeah, the Hillman Hunter, and he loves that. That's his favourite car. The Hillman Hunter won the London to Sydney race.
Oh, okay, so that's why he likes it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a cute little car.
Yeah, it's cute. And what else has he got?
He's got a 1963 EJ Holden Ute. A 1968 XT Falcon sedan, six-cylinder.
Yeah.
And he's also got a 1992 EB Falcon sedan.
So it's no surprise then that Frosty introduced you to the car club.
That's true.
Tell me the first drive you went in with Frosty.
We went to the Thunderbolt Festival Parade in November in 2006 in the XT Falcon. And the response from the public was absolutely amazing, and I thought, this is going to be good. I wouldn't mind being a part of this. And that's how it's all happened.
So you joined the car club. Now, it was called a different thing. It was called the Classic and Specialist Car Club of Northern New South Wales.
That's right. And we always got ribbed by other clubs of being the club with that stupid long name. And we thought, we've got to change this. And we did that in about September last year and dropped off the Northern New South Wales, and we're now the Classic and Specialist Car Club, Armidale.
Yes, I've interviewed a couple of the original members, previous interviews, and found out about how all the clubs come together, Lyndon Hardman and co.
Yeah, Lyndon Hardman, it was his baby, him and Robert Penn Bradley. It was their idea, and it's developed into what it is today.
You have in the club 174 members.
Yes, 174 principal members plus their spouses.
So you might be up around 300, 250?
Yes, probably would be, because the wife or husband, whatever, if one joins the other one's an automatically a member.
And there's 332 vehicles under registration.
Yes, that's on the historic plate, and they're all 30 years plus of age. That includes motorbikes.
Yeah, we were talking about that before, is they're basically the club is unmodified vehicles, that's classic and specialist cars, 30 years or older, that haven't been tampered with in terms of like updated motors, or they're virtually the same as they were when they rolled off the plant.
Yeah, as close to as possible they are. And we have a registration day every year where they're all inspected to make sure they're still on board.
Yes, I have to check the indicators. It's always the bulbs in the indicators that go if you haven't used them for a while.
Well, they can go on your way to registration inspection, so you sort of just say, you've got to put a new bulb in there, boy, and that's it.
Yep, no, it's been very good. And one of the good things I like is, because I don't use my motorbikes that much, only for a few events per year,
yes,
is that you know that every year for registration you have to go over the bike or car and make sure everything's working properly to get the the tick of approval from the scrutineers, Frosty and
Hardman.
Rick Hardman, doing the scrutineers.
That's
get
right.
The tick to be able to do your rego. So you basically got to keep the thing going. And I suppose that's part of the club as well, is it's keeping the vehicles going on the road, and this whole registration process keeps the vehicles safe on the road. And you've got a logbook,
yes,
which is
60 days per year. That's over and above booked in car club events.
Yeah, so you've to be a member of our club,
yes,
you've got to attend 5 events.
Yeah, that can be all meetings, or it can be all runs, or combination of them.
I think we did talk about also, why is it that there's more clubs and more cars on the road? Now, one thing I think is that people do like harking back to those older cars.
That's right. They do draw a lot of attention when you drive around the street, especially with little children. They sort of draw mum and dad's attention to, look at that old car.
I think if you're the type of person that is happy to have a chat with anybody in the street, parking your vintage car or classic car or motorbike in the street always draws somebody to come over and want to have a quick chat about something about the car, or their connection with the car or whatever, or just people want to take a photo.
That's right, and the drivers are always proud of them and pleased to talk.
I think one of the things I've found about the club is that it's one of the very few clubs that I've been involved in where the monthly meetings are well attended.
Oh, they are. We get huge crowds, as you would know, at the bowling club.
So, yeah, upstairs there, like, it's full. Yeah. It's not just a sprinkle of the committee members, which is what's normally with a volunteer organisation.
Yes.
It's basically everybody else. So you've got a very big list of committee member positions, and I'll talk about your position of welfare officer in
yes.
a minute. But there's so many other people to just come.
Yes, and they're from up in their 90s down to about 30 years of age, the people.
I think, too, it's a good thing also if you actually have a car and you've got children. So if you'd like your young children to experience driving around
on a family outing with the kids,
going to the monthly the show and shine at the Civic Park, or the monthly out at Jumeirah Dam, you can always go out there. And that constitutes part of your membership, the 5 events.
Yeah, that's one of our regular runs.
Yep, and you've got the chain, if you're on a motorbike, you've got the chain gang, which is every Wednesday.
That's right. Usually out to Invergarry.
Yes, Invergarry shop, but it's good. It's a good quiet road out to Invergarry. I quite like it, down Platform Road, Kelly's Plains Road, Platform Road, out to Invergarry and back.
I think they'd love to go down the Oxley Highway though, wouldn't they?
No, I quite like that. I like the quiet back roads.
Yeah.
Your role with the club is welfare officer.
Yes, I took that on in September 2010, and it's very close to my heart. I really enjoy doing it. And in that role, if someone's sick, I send them cards, and if I can, I visit them in hospital. And if someone loses their husband or wife, I will cook cakes and things and take to the home for the family, and or flowers out of the garden. And there's one old lady that every time I have extra beans, I string them and slice them and take them to her ready to cook, and I slice a pumpkin and peel it because she simply can't do it. Her hands are done, so, and all that sort of thing I do.
Funny thing, it's almost like your role is a bit like the cement that helps form the club. So you've got, obviously, the standard positions of president and treasurer and all those things that you have to get your incorporated club
yes.
with our government system.
Yep.
But that welfare officer is really just as important, if not more important, the cement that keeps the members knowing that someone cares about them.
Yes, and I often ring people up. Some of the older people that live on their own, I will ring them nearly every day, some twice a day, just to say, hello, how are you going? And you can really feel their spirit, hear their spirit lifting as you talk to them. And, you know, and I really found out the importance of that when over four years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and had to have a bilateral mastectomy. And that really hit home to me how important that is to have a phone call or someone come and say, how are you doing?
It's also a little, and I'll make a bit of an admission here.
Yes.
I didn't think maybe my mind wasn't thinking about what welfare officer does. I didn't think too much until I went and had surgery a few years ago and I got a card in the mail from you, from the car club, saying hoping I was going all right and everything like that. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really nice that somebody thought to make that connection.
Yeah. And I usually, if I can, I buy a blank card, and mostly, and I'll write in a little message, a personal message from me via the club to that person that's not real well.
And I'll just point, there's a lot of older members in the club. And one of the things I've found more recently is going to the aged care facilities. Honestly, what they want is someone to make a connection with them. I mean, even though we do poetry and singing and songs and stories and stuff, it's more about just make a connection. And that's what your welfare officer is doing, is making the connection. And it just so happens the car club does have a lot of older members. People get older, they have afflictions and got to get fixed and fixed and don't move as well. A bit like the old cars, they don't move as quickly.
Well, it'll be coming up 15 years since I started it, and I truly hoped I can continue on a few more years doing it, because I think it's something that you have to be able to relate to people in their illness and talk to them about it.
Was there a welfare officer before?
Yes, there was. Robin Curry, I took over from her. I don't know how long she did it for, but we've had a welfare officer for quite some time.
No, I think it's a very important role, and I appreciate the role now that I've got a card.
Have you kept it?
I have it in my shed with all the other paraphernalia, car paraphernalia. And, yeah, I suppose, it's the cement that keeps the members together. And you do a newsletter.
I do a report to every meeting, as you probably know, and I gave a copy of that, and what I say at the meeting goes in the minutes.
Yep.
And that everything happens at the meetings is in the minutes anyway.
And I think that's another thing that keeps the clubs, these clubs together, is the newsletter. So having that monthly newsletter, and who's doing it now?
Eric North's doing, and he's doing a really great
job.
Oh, no,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's all done voluntary, and he does a great job.
Yeah, there's always a bit of a write-up about a different car, and there's, for sale, different cars, different bits and pieces, different things at the events is all there. I mean, that's another bit about the cement that keeps the club together, the newsletter.
That's right.
So that takes us to what's coming up in October.
Yes.
17th, 18th and 19th.
Yeah, finishes on the 20th.
It's the Hub Rally.
That's right, and the Hub Rally... The Hub is actually an area going from Taree, Inverell, Coffs Harbour, Port Macquarie, Tamworth and Armidale, and there's clubs within that area. It's called the Hub.
It was started off by the Taree Motor Club back in the 60s or 70s?
Yeah,
or something?
Something like that in the 60s. And they used to have biannual rallies, and it moved over to... They invited Tamworth to host it one year in 1980, then became... the Great Eastland Hub Rally, because the Eastland TV station sponsored them.
So I've got a bit here on the internet. The Great Eastland Hub Rally is an annual gathering of vintage car clubs from the Great Eastland region of New South Wales, Australia. It rotates between different host clubs each year, with Tamworth and District Antique Motor Club hosting in 2003. Now, you went to that.
And it was hot too. And we went on a daily drive somewhere, and we went out around the back of the Moonbys and things, and had morning tea in the park at Moonby, and went and had lunch at another big park in Tamworth near the caravan park. And we both Saturday and Sunday nights we went to the bowling club for dinner and the presentation dinner.
You said presentation, so there's awards or things for different cars?
Yeah, at our rally we're having... People's Choice, the oldest age combination, that's of car and driver. Hard luck story where someone's wheel may have fell off or something like that. And the best pre-60s and the best post-60s. And then there's going to be my award, which is the Director's Award, and that's going to be for a car I choose that's there that revokes some my memories of my childhood in early motoring.
That's on the 17th, 18th, 19th of October. Yeah. Let's go back to Tamworth. How many people came to the Tamworth one?
Oh, gee, they last had year. About 40 people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not real sure on that now. We hadn't, must have been more, because we had about 8 cars went over.
What car did you go down in?
In the XT.
Right.
It's the prettiest car of the lot of them that we've got.
Right. and it'll get all polished up. So you just had to talk about the wheel falling off. Now, there's a bit of a service by Trent Hamill Tow Trucks.
That's right. Trent has for a few years now been sponsoring us with the tow truck service for cars that fail to proceed. And if they break down on the road, we come along and say, we'll bring the tow truck for you. And they say, oh, God, how much is that going to cost? We said, don't worry about it. It's free of charge in the club. And they just think that's wonderful because he picks up the car and takes it back to wherever they want it taken in Armidale.
So I suppose invariably a car, the age of the cars, they do break down. But as I said right at the beginning, having this registration process and getting the tick from the scrutineers each year that everything's working right ensures that the car is safe and it's on the road. Yeah. There is this system of checking to make sure that things aren't going to break down, but invariably, things break down.
But they're usually easier to get going again than what the electronic motors are. All electronics in them.
And there's probably plenty of people in the car... Well, I know there is plenty of people in the car club that know how to get things started when they're not performing well. How many people this year?
We are hoping to get somewhere between 100 to 120 people. And that equates to about 50 or 60 cars.
Right. Is the entries closed?
No, they don't close until September.
September. And how do we get our entries in?
You can go online. All entries are done online, and they just get emailed back to our secretary, Judy Pearce, she's really amazing at her work. And then it just goes from there.
So that's the Classic and Specialist Car Club of Armidale website?
That's right, yes.
How much is an entry?
It's $50 per car for the entry, and then you pay for all your meals and things on top of that.
The 17th, tell us, just go through on the agenda.
On the 17th in the afternoon, it's a Friday. They arrive at the course, which is also a sponsored venue, free of charge to us. They arrive there for their signing in, and then we'll have a welcome barbecue. And then on the Saturday morning, they'll be over there for about 9 o'clock till about 11 o'clock for morning tea, and then they will be departing to go to Gyra. But the public are welcome to come between 9 and 11 to view the cars. And then we go to Gyra for lunch, and the public's welcome again up there at the bowling club to view the cars while we have lunch. And then we're not having a dinner on the Saturday night, and that's the Saturday run. Then on the Sunday morning, we'll have morning tea. And what time we depart over there, we're not real sure because we haven't got that run finalised. But people, the public's welcome to attend there and have a look at the cars. And then we have our dinner, our presentation dinner, which you're going to be MC at.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I've got getting the music organised so people have a lot of fun.
That's right. And then on the Monday morning, they have a farewell breakfast at the racecourse done by the Babingtons again.
And then people will go and head off to their own homes.
Yeah, and the bowling club, they sponsor us in kind too. We don't pay for any of the venues. Any of our meetings, we have at least 11 a year, plus we have 3 committee meetings a year. We've had our extra meetings every month for the rally and things like that, and that's all sponsored by the bowling club.
Well, yes, let's put a big thank you for the bowling club for supporting this club in particular. Without which, probably wouldn't be able to host it anywhere.
Oh, no.
Because they are big meetings.
Oh, they are. And that happened in early 1980s. They started to sponsor us for that. It's part of their club give back to the community sort of thing. And the race course does the same. And we've got to thank them, the race course, the bowling club and Trent Hamill for their major sponsors. And the Kelly's Transport for allowing us to do our registrations out there.
Yeah, it's a big day out at Kelly's Transport.
Yeah.
Big line of people.
I cater for the lunch out there.
All right.
I do that. And I have a band to help us that help.
No, it's a very big event. It's November, isn't it, the club registrations?
The motorbikes are done, I think it's about the 16th, the motorbikes are done out at Greg Dawson's house. Yeah. On the 30th of November is our cars and that out at Kelly's Transport.
And then the registration is December, I think.
The common date is the end of December.
End of December, yeah, it's a common date.
Yeah, it's a common date, Regio.
Yep. No, that's very good. Now, where's next year? We'll be in Port Macquarie, I think.
Yes.
Laurieton.
Hastings Auto Restorers is a Port Macquarie club, and they're hosting the next rally, and they base their rallies at the Laurieton Club ex-servies.
Yep, and it gets passed around yearly to the different clubs within the Great Eastland hub area.
Yeah, and it goes, they try to get it go from the coast to inland and back to the coast and back to inland, so not going to the coast or inland every year in a row.
So as far west as Inverell and Tamworth.
Yes.
Down to Taree, Great Lakes, Coffs.
Yes.
North Coast, I suppose.
Coffs Harbour's as far as we go.
So I suppose the thing, just to remind people, when the public to come along on to the racecourse on the Friday afternoon, the Saturday morning and the Sunday morning, if the
That's
and
right.
the Gyra at the bowling club, perfect opportunity to take the kids down, have a look at some cars, take some photos
yep.
with the cars, talk to the owners of the cars, because they'll be only too happy to have a chat with you.
They sure will be.
And I think it's going to be a great event. We look forward to it. And it's yep. good for the town.
It is, because so people have been booked in for months already to stay here, because they have some of them coming on the Thursday. And so they'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, four nights accommodation. And most accommodation there is $150 a night for two people. So it brings a bit of money into the motels and things. And then they got their fuel and their foods.
A little bit of shopping that they might do.
And all we need now is the club to get right behind us and help us with the finishing off of it and welcoming all those people in. And it's amazing the number of people I've made friends with since I've been in the car club, from out Forbes everywhere like that, you know. It's just amazing.
Well, I think, going back to your welfare officer, I think, you know, being the cement or part of the cement in the club is a very important role, and we thank, being one of the club members and somebody who's received a card for being a little bit not too right, I thank you for your 15 years of dedication to the welfare officer.
Oh, thank you. It's funny when you send your partner a card. But I do, because he's a member as well.
No. And all the stuff you do with the older members in the club, that's fantastic. And I suppose we thank everybody in the club, you know, the people doing all the other positions that have to be done, and the great newsletter booklet that comes out.
Yeah.
It's all fantastic. So we look forward to October, Bron, and all the best with the planning. I think we might pull it up there.
That's right. That's okay. And thank you anyway, Herb.
You're one of our community members. You're one of our gems within our community.
Oh, thank you.
And is Community Spotlight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.